All right, so what are we, about a week in here of spring, astronomical spring, and it hasn't felt much like it after a nice little jump in the 70s several days ago. We've reverted back to what I would consider the Mid-Atlantic special, where we kind of go into more of a marine-type feel. Even on some of the sunny days, we just have these cool days in the 50s. Then we get what we have, Jake. Now, the onshore flow, which brings in the gloomy weather. Sometimes it can bring in a lot of rain. I mean, thankfully, in this go-around, it hasn't brought in a drop of rain. It's just cloudy skies and cool conditions. But then we also have tidal flooding to talk about. So that's what kind of our focus here this week before we get to Easter weekend. But, man, onshore flow. Not a big fan of it.
Yeah, it is one of those things. It's why you always bring a sweatshirt when you're going down the beach.
Yes.
Because you can get that. I know growing up, it's always cooler at the beach typically. And, I mean, here especially, you're seeing this marine deck of clouds. It's all the way past Salisbury. It looks like it's actually going to weaken into the afternoon. We might see, like, a brief hour or two of sunshine before it strengthens again. But areas to our west, like Cambridge and Easton, are going to be sunny mostly for the day today. Wouldn't even know looking out there. But then you go a few miles east and closer to the state line in Maryland and Delaware, and even inland central portions are dealing with that marine layer all the way in from the Delaware Bay. And just looking at our sky cam in Rehoboth, it is a little misty almost.
Just
there.
A little bit.
The immediate water or immediate coastline is dealing with more of that, like, I guess, very, very light mist, not getting picked up as rain, but just showing how that northerly flow can really, you know, change things here very quickly compared to the rest of the region.
Yeah, and the gloomy outlook, a late March feel, very typical for Delmarva, but you bringing up the good point there. The western side of the peninsula, Cambridge, Easton, Talbot, Dorchester counties, the upper shore when you get up to Queen Anne's County, Kent County. On a day like today, there is a huge difference. The sun's out in that part of the peninsula, and then you just go a little further east, and that onshore effect stretching all the way into lower Delaware, the mid and upper shore, the lower shore of Maryland, and making it a little difficult to forecast, because taking a look at the models, even on Monday evening, that onshore flow, the cloud deck, had actually reached all the way into I-95 on the other side of the bridge. So
mess with the temperatures, because I know I was off a few degrees because the flow strengthened quicker than the models were picking it up. So we only got to 50, I believe, yesterday as the high. I believe I had us at 54, so I'll admit I was wrong. But, you know,
that's a tricky day to forecast.
It's tricky when you're dealing with these marine aspects, because a lot of places don't deal with that. And in turn, a lot of weather models aren't accounting for the marine aspect of weather, because they're designed to be used all over the country. And it's the same. Each place has its nuance in terms of model data that it gets, but especially in the transitional periods of the year, spring and fall, that's when you can get these really differentiating outcomes from what the models are seeing. And I mean, 50 and 55, is it really feeling that different when it's cloudy outside? Probably not, but still shows that, you know, the ocean is king here in the bay as well, controlling a lot of our weather just day to day on this small scale. And that can cause some issues even in the spring in terms of severe weather as well. So something to
Absolutely.
Look out for.
The water temperature too of the bay, as it fluctuates, being a shallow water, the bay temperature goes from very cold at the beginning of spring to when we get to the middle of summer. It soars into the 80s.
I believe we got near 90, almost.
Near 90 degrees.
It wasn't near 90?
I think 88, yeah. I saw an 88 there for a little bit in the southern part of the bay, or at least in our area would be considered the southern part, off of Somerset County.
Yeah, and that's just like a pocket of fuel for any disturbance that blows over Chesapeake Bay. You get that warm water evaporating very quickly, and that's why we get those small-scale thunderstorms that also might not be picked up by weather models and, cause some issues. So it's getting to be that exciting time of the year. I know this is your favorite time in terms of severe weather. Of course, I enjoy it as well, and getting closer to my hurricane season into summer, which I look forward to but don't, and, you know, the both sense of the world.
Well, and that said, the world of a meteorologist, and anybody who's a weather enthusiast, obviously listening to the podcast here, you have that kind of one part of weather that fascinates you the most. Mm. You know, active weather tends to cause problems in society from a destruction standpoint or threat to life. And that's kind of why we're into it, is we're fascinated by it, but at the same time, we want to be the ones to do the work, the research, like what we do, communicate to people when that active weather is happening to help people. So, I mean, it's
a tightrope to walk because you have your excitement, but then there's a real-world aspect of the job, obviously. So that is, the pros and cons of being a meteorologist, that get to deal with stuff that you really enjoy, but then also, too, some of the stuff you may enjoy can be very costly and even deadly in some cases in terms of the outcomes from the weather. So that's what makes the job fun, and that's also why, people tune in. So appreciate it.
There you go. I mean, we're not going to have it this year this early, but we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the EF3 tornado in Bridgeville. Greenwood, Bridgeville, Ellendale in Sussex County in Lower Delaware. That was April 1st last year. It was right before you started. But it was one of those severe weather days where everything was in line as far as what was being forecast. The SPC, Storm Prediction Center, had us out for heightened area of severe weather, but namely for supercell thunderstorms. I know there was a tornado watch that was issued ahead of time that specifically for supercell thunderstorms, and it actually, from a forecast standpoint, kind of verified, and there was that one supercell during the day that developed, created the tornado, and then behind that there was a line of thunderstorms that came through and affected the entire area. So that was a true severe weather day, an early spring severe weather day. It just goes to show you just how
quickly we can change from this gloomy marine weather to ramping it up into some severe season stuff, because we are, I guess, under a week away from April already. So coming up on that anniversary, I obviously wasn't here forecasting that day, but some small scale stuff at play there, and that kind of parlays into what we're seeing control our weather right now. But into the weekend, at least, it looks like we're going to get some more broader flow into next week and kind of get out of this crappy, we'll call it Seattle weather.
Yeah, it feels getting like the Pacific Northwest. That's exactly what I think of every time this happens. So it's what they have most of the year. Now, the trade-off for the Pacific Northwest is, this is the kind of weather that they continue to experience going into some of the colder months, whereas it's a little easier to deal with than, when we get into our colder months. So.
Yeah, exactly. One little fun fact about that is, even though you think of that Seattle as one of the, wettest cities, it is actually, we're much more wet here in terms of rainfall than they are. They just have that, constant mist or light rain. But we actually get much more rain than Seattle does by a good couple inches. So that was something I learned the other day, always learning, still even a year out from school, still got to learn. But going into the weekend, I think it'll be, getting out of this rainy, misty pattern will be good for travel, and the holiday looks pretty good for those who celebrate on to the weekend, getting into the 60s, and going to warm things up next week. Hopefully, maybe we get to 70 by the come of next week.
I think a lot of people are crossing their fingers for that 70-degree push again. Yeah. After you get that little taste of it, the 50s and even 60s just doesn't do it.
Your body gets
get acclimated.
Gets that taste, and we would say spoiled last week when we had a couple days in the 70s before spring even started. And as soon as spring hit, I believe it was down in the 50s. So
yeah.
A little ironic that
that is very typical.
Yeah, it was like the last couple days of winter were in the 70s, and then the first day of spring is 50. I felt terrible for saying that to everyone.
Well. Too, that when you get around to opening day for baseball, we typically have Mother Nature reminds us that early spring, anything can happen. I can think of past opening days where the weather has been crummy. I remember this happens all the time, but every couple seasons you'll see this happen. But there's snow outs at the beginning of the season. I remember one year in Cleveland many years ago, I was going to go to a game opening weekend. My parents were going to take us to a game. We were on on vacation, and the whole opening weekend at Jacobs Field, I remember, was snowed out.
That's
we drove by the stadium. There was like 4 inches of wet snow in Cleveland.
I don't think I've ever seen that for the Phillies here. Just not quite cold enough. But like you said, some of these Midwest states, especially Colorado,
that happen all the time.
Can get them even into. I think I've seen them as late as late April almost. I believe Phillies were there 1 year and they had a snow out, and I thought I was dreaming when I saw that.
Wait a minute.
You know, of course, me and you are baseball guys, so it'll be exciting this year, the opening day coming up. Doesn't look great for our local teams, the Orioles and the Phillies, on Thursday, because we are going to be dealing with another coastal storm, but it looks like the weekend will dry out, get into the 60s at least, and should have some good baseball there, and, you know, our fantasy teams will appreciate it as well.
That's right. You'll probably hear us talk about that as throughout the season. Jake's got a fantasy baseball league that myself – is in, and also sports director Brandon Bossert, who didn't he win last year?
He won last year. It's okay. We'll see what happens this year. Him and Cole's a new addition.
Cole's
this
in
year.
There. Cole
so
Howard.
Some 47 power in there as well. So it should be a good season.
We may have to have Brandon on here to talk a little baseball and weather.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll talk a little fantasy baseball, a little tangent podcast.
We'll do that.
Yeah, and you know, of course. Myself, I am a Phillies fan. You are a Pirates fan.
That's right.
So a little bit of a different realm that me and you are in.
I suffer a fate of mediocrity at best, year in and year out.
Well, you know, the Phillies were for 15 years of my life after they won the World Series, so don't have fond memories, but now it's been fun last year.
I would much rather trade, though,
that 15-year. I mean, that is fair. I mean, I remember them winning. I was only 8 years old at the time back in 2008, so barely remember it, but I do remember it. But I got to get myself to a parade. And just a fair warning, if they do win this year, I will be calling out the day the parade is.
I you know what? And I'll unofficially say I understand.
Yes. So. And I believe the same would be said for you. But
yeah. Well, and we know that probably is not going to happen. So,
well,
no worries about that. Although I would do anything. I've been to a parade for the Penguins
of
Pittsburgh.
Course, yeah, they've had a bunch.
That's you know, and I missed the Steelers parade, but you know, Pirates. Last time they won a World Series was I was a couple months old.
Yeah.
In 1979, way back when.
Yeah, I don't think I was even a thought back then. Quite yet.
It's been a while.
Don't think so.
It's been a while. But, yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on the baseball season here with weather. But depending on, you know, how the teams do, obviously, doesn't necessarily correlate into our fantasy league. So that's why I like especially to jump into fantasy baseball.
Rooting interest on when your team's not good, you can have rooting interest somewhere else, which I can respect because I did that for years with the football.
Yeah, I mean, you get into June and you realize that there is no way that a wild card's going to happen for your team. Mm-hmm. Fantasy baseball allows you to continue to have fun for the rest of the summer.
Exactly, and, you know, for me, I got my brother in there and I got the sibling rivalry because I could be haven't won a game all year. I got to beat my brother because I can't listen to him.
No,
I'm beating your brother. That's you know, a little bit of rivalry in the league as well. There's some rivalries, bro, in there. So
I like it, man. I'm excited to see
animosity.
How this pans out.
Yeah,
this is gonna be great.
We'll give a standings update after.
Yeah, we'll keep everybody up to date on that.
I'm sure everyone's
everyone's
dying to know how we're doing.
Well, throwing Brandon in the mix will be fun, and Cole too.
Of course.
You know, there'll be a little bit of rivalry, side rivalries going on here at 47 ABC. But I think we'll wrap it up on that, and you know, say for next week, we'll obviously have an update on how opening day fared here for the Orioles and Phillies weather-wise. We'll also talk about obviously getting into spring severe weather season. A recap also when we talk again next week of the Bridgeville tornado from last year. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on what's going to go on into April as we head further and further into spring and try to warm things up around Delmarva. But that's it for us this week. Myself, meteorologist Jake Grant. I am Chief Meteorologist Rich Wardzik. This is another edition of WeatherWise, the podcast from the meteorologist here at 4780 WMDT. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.